From Tidbits on January 23rd, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. iTunes 10.5.3, in conjunction with the unveiling of interactive textbooks in iBooks 2 for the iPad, Apple has released iTunes 10.5.3, whose only change is support for syncing these new titles between iTunes and an iPad running iBooks 2. Typenator 5. A major new release, Ergonus's Typenator 5 typing expansion utility has been updated with a plethora of new features, the biggest of which is scripting support. Text expansions can now execute external scripts written in AppleScript, Perl, PHP, Python, Ruby, and other arbitrary shell scripting languages, and then include those results in the expansion. Other new features include date and time calculations, a pocket calculator in the quick search field, and the option to delete characters typed immediately before an abbreviation. The internal expansion mechanism has been redesigned with improved support for undo and for handling of fast typing during expansion processing, and the update includes a variety of fixes to improve stability. Quark Express 9.2. Quark has released Quark Express 9.2, a free update with new features focused on publishing ebooks and iPad apps. In addition to creating new projects for EPUB export, you can add audio and video to an EPUB book, specify types of content that should be included in the table of contents, and store export settings in an output style. On the iPad front, the update adds new actions for controlling sound and video elements in iPad apps, as well as newsstand support under iOS 5. Default folder 10.4.4.8. Contextual menus have returned to the latest update of St. Clair Software's default folder 10.4.4.8, making them available in all open and save dialogs, and enabling you to rename, delete, get info, and compress any file. This release of the Open and Save Dialog Enhancement Utility also brings compatibility with the latest version of Google Chrome, adds support for QuickTime Player 10, and improves the capability to ignore a certain folder, plus fixes a variety of bugs that cause default folder 10 to crash or hang. Adobe Photoshop Lightroom 4 Public Beta. Continuing a successful tradition started with the first version in 2006, Adobe has released a free public beta of Photoshop Lightroom 4. Version 4 of the Professional Photo Cataloging Editing application adds a new map module for tracking geotagged photos, enhances its support for video files, and incorporates a photobook creation tool. On the editing front, basic adjustments have been simplified, highlight and shadow recovery tools are improved, and a soft proofing feature is now incorporated. The Lightroom 4 public beta is free to use and will expire on March 31, 2012. Note that it won't convert existing Lightroom catalogs. You don't want to throw an existing photo library at beta software anyway. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.